Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Come on, man. And with the local DBC news, LL Cool J with a triumphant comeback.
More a solo. But tonight,
don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years. I'm rocking my pants, putting suckers in fear, making the tears rain down like a monsoon. Listen to the bass go boom, explosion. Overpowering, over the competition. I'm towering, wrecking shop. When I drop these lyrics that'll make you call the cops. Don't you dare stare. You better move. Don't ever compare me to the rest that'll all get sliced and diced. Competition's paying the price.
I always thought about maybe trying to do some hot yoga or something.
I'm dead serious. You don't know how excited I am to hear that. I will do it with you. You have to let me do it with you.
Well, where can you go do hot yoga at?
Lexington. There's a place. I looked it up.
Okay. Set it up.
All right.
This is Close Enough. What episode is this, Abby?
Is this a test? 63?
4? 64. I think it might be 65. Hold on. It's 65.
Oh, we were both wrong. So does that mean I'm not a horrible human?
No, you're not. We don't ask much of you, but just to get it out the way, if you would give this a like.
I thought you were yelling at me.
A rating, a review on whatever podcast app you found us on. We'd appreciate that. You can follow us on Facebook at Close Enough. And if you do that, I'm going to offer you something. Right, Abby?
Yes.
Three
free months of Amazon.
You're not a good Amazon Music.
Amazon Music, 3 free months.
That's right. 3 free months for you. Now, you don't have to do what I ask to get that. All you got to do is go to getamazonmusic.com/closeenough. Get 3 free months. I think that ends the middle of this month. They sent me an email, but I'm so horrible. I should have wrote that down.
We're in May.
The middle of May. Also, thank you to our beloved sponsors at Veercast Digital Media. They got a gig in Hotlanta.
Ooh, what's in Hotlanta? What's going on?
They're going to do a big time boxing show.
Nice.
So,
I'd say it's pretty opened up down there.
Man, they're busy right now. They're doing the arena football. Louisville has an arena football team.
I didn't know that. Who gets to play that?
Feel like maybe they find you or you try out or something like that.
What's your prerequisite? Like college?
Yeah, I mean, it's semi-pro. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. I don't know what level.
I mean, you can consider yourself a professional.
Could I just be a professional?
I mean, you'd have to make the team.
You just go try out.
I don't know. You're asking questions I have no answers to.
What's arena football is just like a shorter area. It's a little different.
It's in.
Didn't we have an arena football team here?
Yes.
And it did not do well. What were they?
We had a couple. Oh. Remember when Jared Lorenzen's final run as, I think they were like the River Cats. I forget what they are. They were green.
Why would they be?
But he was pushing, 400 and just trucking people, and then he got hurt, and then
that was it, wasn't it?
That was the end of his football. Yeah. So, but happy Mother's Day to all you mothers out there.
It's been a busy week. I forget that it's Mother's Day. What do you want? Oh, use your words.
I didn't want to interrupt you.
Oh. It's a expensive week. We've got Charlie's birthday this week,
mm-hmm.
Mother's Day,
mm-hmm.
Teacher Appreciation Week, and that all collides. And in my head, I'm like, we are spending way too much money, but things need to be.
Well, I mean, just throw a pizza party for teachers. That's all they need.
I beg all of your part. What? Stop. The fact that we have to have an appreciation week. Here's the thing.
But it's got muddled in with like nurses that were this week, I think.
Yeah.
You know, if you adopted a dog, it was that it was dog adoption. Like it's so every week, some kind of week.
Sure.
It's Brother's Day. Celebrate your brother, you know, and that's 17 times a year or whatever. Daughter's Day.
We never celebrate that.
Or fake holidays.
Okay. The thing with Teacher Appreciation Week is I felt like I went out to get Char's people something and Harlan's people, and it's so weird because nothing feels adequate enough. Like to give these people who take care of our kids and put up with all this shit and do everything that, especially this year. So I was like, here's your succulent plant and here's a bag of chips.
As a teacher, do you really care though?
I do. I tell you the thing, this is going to sound corny and you can't make fun of me, but this kid, she sent me an email, just a few sentences, but it was like authentic, personalized, loved it.
Right.
Loved it.
Like, you are appreciated.
I got like
twice a month when you get your paycheck. If they didn't appreciate you, you would not be a teacher.
That I'm compensated twice a month. I'm not appreciated twice a month. Appreciation.
Potato, potato.
I'm going to punch you in your pimple, your forehead. You know better.
I'm just playing with you. I appreciate you.
But it is like weird that, you know, I mean, we had some really, it was well celebrated. We had awesome people step forward and do things. Like there was a bank that provided.
How many tacos have you had this week?
Oh my God. I've had so many tacos.
Maybe that's the new meta. Maybe it's not pizza parties. Maybe it's taco parties.
I'm for that. I would much rather have that. Somebody, a parent provided lunch for me today from a local place called Amazing Grazing. It's like a, I don't know what you would call it. Like it, you like pre-order the food and they deliver it and they do like
a delivery place.
Like they do like, shut up. Like,
that mean they're just not guessing what you want and sending it to you. You have to actually order it.
I mean, it's not like a sit down restaurant. So it's not like it's like in my head,
like a meal prep place.
Kind of. Cause they do like, charcuterie boards.
Charcuterie
boards. They do. It's just different stuff. There was like a deal where like you can pick up a snack, and it was like a $3, like a prepared snack, like a fruit and a cheese. And I'm like, nope.
What do you mean?
Like
as a teacher, you could have went and done that.
Anybody. They just have like, hey, this week we're selling blah blah blah. So street tacos was like their Friday meal. So good. So good. Three little street tacos. Belly's super full. Get a little chips and salsa with it. But we also had, I guess our school provided us with a Mexican food lunch Thursday. And then we had Charlie's annual Mexican food dinner.
And then tonight
Thursday. And then tonight we had Pablo's. And I'm done. Done. Pablo's. We were Pablo's number one fans.
Early on. They progressed. Like when they sold out, I don't know who owns it now.
Don't know. But Gary and I were big fans. We would eat there often. We loved a good taco bowl. Went there tonight. Homegirl overcharged me. I said, hey, I think you
charged. That's too much.
I think you charged me over, you know, and because she actively was putting another man's bowl into my bag.
Why'd you stop her?
He was standing right there saying, I need more cheese on that. And she's putting the lid on it. And I'm like, he's like, more cheese? She's like, she's just a 15-year-old kid probably. I don't know. I can't tell anymore with masks and stuff and hormones.
She's actually 37.
Probably. And she said, let me get your other bag. I'm like, no, you've already given me my three orders. We're solid. That's my salsa. I need that salsa. And I said, so I think maybe because she was putting that guy's, and that he had double chicken. Hello, extra. You had double chicken. It's already. I was like, I'm pretty sure you charged me for that. She said, no. I was like, that's not my order. She's like, I didn't charge you for it. I'm like, it didn't add up correctly. So I let it go.
We'll wait for Mammut or Mammut or whatever that.
Maybe like karma. I don't know.
Feeling maybe bad. That's the only thing keeping Pablo's alive.
Maybe
right
that
now.
It's a lot of money.
Would you say there's something on there saying due to the food shortage?
Yeah, there's like two signs saying due to the food shortage, our prices are higher. Sorry.
I've seen that in a couple of places. But I've also seen.
What's the food shortage?
It's made up. I think it's a labor shortage.
Right.
Because when I went through.
So say that.
On Charlie's birthday, I got her I went to Wendy's to get her a Frosty Chino.
She didn't eat or drink.
Oh, she loved it.
Loved it. It's so good. It's so tasty. It's so good. Oh, my God.
But there's like 23 signs as you go around from the entrance to the exit, now hiring.
Yeah, everywhere. They're hiring at Pablo's.
I'm about to get 9 extra jobs.
Get you a little summer job.
I'm busy right now, though.
Oh, fitness is his job, guys.
It's not about fitness.
Discipline is his job, guys.
There you go.
Do you want to tell him what you're doing?
No.
Gary is doing. Can I?
Sure.
You really don't want to talk about it?
Yeah.
You want to reference it but not talk about it?
Sure. Go. I mean.
You're doing 75 hard.
Correct.
I'm doing 75 mediocre. Maybe. Occasionally. 75 occasionally.
I just completed day 5, so it's not like I'm.
You are 5 hard.
I am. Girl, don't be telling all my secrets.
Stupid. So immature.
Yeah, so I got like I got the app and it's like share this. I'm like, I'm not ready to share this yet.
I think you have to. I think that's part of it. I think you have to start back at day 1 because you've not shared anything.
No, I'm not. Listen, I'm already July 16th is my day 75. Now, I have some obstacles in between now and then. 2 major obstacles.
Which are?
Universal Studios.
Which
I'm mentally preparing myself for.
Okay.
And then we're going to Nashville.
I'm really bummed about that one.
But,
I know, but you're a better time.
I will be a great time.
Promise.
Yes.
You won't be annoyed by me.
No.
You get really annoyed by me when we don't match levels of energy.
No.
Okay.
But so you have like the premise of this is, or the, what's it called? Critical tasks that you have to complete every day with no exception. 2 workouts a day for 45 minutes. One of them has to be outside, no matter the condition.
Okay.
Check. 5 days in a row.
Mm-hmm.
You have to pick a diet and stick to it.
Doesn't matter which one.
No alcohol. Check. 5 days in a row. You have to read 10 pages of a book.
I'm so proud of you.
It has to be a non-fiction, like self-help, entrepreneur, motive, whatever.
We're going to get you in some Brene Brown.
Check.
This is over.
I'm reading my first book is the 75 hard book about the program and all that. And
really enjoyed it because you've shared multiple excerpts with me.
Yeah.
I love it.
My
love language right there.
But it has to be one book at a time. He said in real life, maybe you got a couple that you're going through at the same time for this program, one book at a time.
Why?
Just, it's about the menial task of completing something before we move on to something else.
Okay. Like, question. Mm-hmm. Is this guy qualified just because he did this? He made this up and did this?
He is.
Or is he something? Does he know what he's doing? Is he a psychologist?
He
is a nutritionist?
A bazillionaire.
From what?
Sports supplements. So.
And then he
did
this.
He did this.
On his own.
On his own.
Sold it.
Yeah, like shared it on his podcast, and like people are like, we want to do that.
I have been thinking about it, processing, is this something I want to do? I am not 100% sold on it.
It
literally contradicts everything that I've been learning about programs and like the whole absolutes, you have to live in absolutes, is problematic.
Well,
but I think for you, it's ideal.
I think to counter that, this is only for 75 days, and the goal is not a fitness transformation, is not whatever, it's mental toughness.
It's a habit thing, saying you did it.
Yeah, saying, you know, that you've overcame, that, like, when you look at Michael Jordan, when he goes to practice after his sixth, or say his fifth world championship, mm-hmm. NBA title, he doesn't go in doing 360 dunks. He's going in doing chest passes. The monotonous, routine, fundamental things,
right,
day in, day out,
right,
that nobody wants to do.
Right.
You know, you listen to David Goggins, you got to do the same shit every day.
I think with me, the thing is there's like consequences to your failure, and I struggle with that component.
Yeah.
Is that you start over. Well, yes. That's what you do anyway when, if you screw up a day. Like, that should be your go-to mentality, that not as a punishment.
I don't think it's a, it's so the, in the book, he breaks down why each one of those critical tasks have been.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. Like, there are critical tasks. Like,
so the last one is drink a gallon of water. Drink a gallon of water, take a progress picture every day.
Mm-hmm.
Check, 5 days in a row.
Yeah. So with
the water kills me.
The no BS thing, there's water component, yeah. Sleep. You have to sleep. I'm not doing well on that. Write down what you're going to eat for 24 hours.
Yeah.
It could be anything. But
see, there's no, like, you should do this workout or you should do this diet. You just have to pick it and stick to it.
Exactly. And that's kind of the same thing, but there is no, the whole mentality here is if you screw up, start over.
Mm-hmm.
Versus the, to combat that mentality of I messed up, oh shit. And so you start negatively feeding that shit to yourself that I always do this, I suck, I can't. You have the ability just to, okay, screw it. Why? The first question you
see,
ask
that's
yourself
addressed in the book too,
is why did you mess up?
Yeah.
Like, be reflective. If, as long as you're asking yourself and learning from that, that's productive. Why did you eat your face off yesterday? What was going on? Do you have a reason or do you not? You should have a reason. And then what are you going to do about that next time?
Yeah.
So, in my head, I don't know. I'm not discounting it at all.
So they address that too, like, yeah, that self-loathing or deprecate when you, mm-hmm, like,
mm-hmm,
it's the battle of your two voices. And he says everybody has two voices, the boss voice and the bitch voice.
I don't like the term bitch. I wish you'd called it something else.
But then he goes and say that, you know, the,
because I want bitch to be like, in my head, that's badass. I want my bitch voice to talk.
He's using a print. Listen,
it's very misogynistic.
I don't think he's your cup of tea.
I bet not.
You know,
I can already
he's
tell.
Very
misogynistic.
No. He's loud. He is like
aggressive.
One part of the book is, if you get to day 35 and you're like, hey, you know, I've done this, you know, I can slack off, I can move on. Like, there are no moral victories. Either you do it or you don't.
Oh. Hmm.
And he even said, like, most people reading this book will not finish this. And so when I'm looking at, like, on YouTube of people that have done it against, like, people that have stopped doing it because of whatever, you know, it's.
I had a student, a former student doing it, and she got COVID, like, day 30 something. And I was like, oh, damn. Like, and she posted her, she did her progress pic every day on Snapchat, and mm-hmm, there's a way that you can, not everybody would see that.
Yeah.
So for whatever reason, I was one of
the, she let you see it.
Yeah. And so she was reading David Goggins. And I was like, oh, I love this book. And so she was like, when I get done, recommend something else. And that was her book for the time. But
yeah,
I've had a few really cool, like, former students read that book, and I'm like, you know, it's not something I could absolutely recommend while in school. I could, like, nod to it and be like, wink wink, check this out, but it's not what, yeah, I probably put in their hands.
Yeah, I watched David Goggins today. Like, I'm struggling, like, I am still in that motivated stage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That is going to wear off.
Yep. Yep. That's what Beat No BS talks about. It's like the first week you're like, hell yeah, I got this. Look at me go. And it's like, oh.
But I think we all go through that. Everybody listening to this has been motivated for something and then lost.
So let me ask you this. So why 75 hard, not like train for a marathon?
I think it was the combination of the voice of Andy Frisella, like that, you know, like screaming at you, basically, like a David Goggins screaming at you.
So you let them scream at you, but not me?
I mean, they're not in my, I can control their volume.
I don't scream at you.
But you know what I mean? Like, and then like I grasp that concept of like, hey, I'm not like, I'm an okay husband. I'm a mediocre dad. But if I can manage these things inside of me and stick to something and prove that I can do it, by day 75, I should be a better husband and a better dad. Like, my time management should be better. And I've already felt that. Like, you know, there's been a couple of days where it's like I've got 90% of it done and I need that second workout, outside workout, mm-hmm. or an inside workout. And I'm like, fuck, it's 7 o'clock. I'm tired. Like, I'm exhausted.
But once you do it, you feel good.
Yeah.
Once I go to the gym, I always realize, like, hell, I would have just been sitting on the couch for the past hour anyway.
Right.
And it's like getting there.
Usually my outside workout is 45 to 50 minutes mm-hmm. because it's been cold this week mm-hmm. and it rained one day. And so.
You've made it work, though.
Yeah.
I tried to suck it up and go with you one day.
You did? Yeah.
I'm nursing a little injury. May have to go see you. Like, I didn't know what to do. I have this. Do you call it? I don't know. I have this thing, this nagging pain in the leg. And previously, back in the day, would have tended to it by seeing a sports medicine person because it would have happened during sports. But this is sort of, I don't know if it's an injury. I don't know what I've done. But, like, I physically have to limp after so long of walking. I've never had problem walking. I could walk forever. But I don't know what this is. Old age, 40, just falling apart. So I have an appointment. I don't know. Like,
when is it?
Tuesday.
This routine that I'm in contradicts some of Abby and I's favorite moments, and that's just doing nothing together.
Mm-hmm. But I want to walk with you and stuff. Yeah. If you want. Like, I know that's also about yourself time, but you also have the gym, too, to hit it by yourself. But I enjoy that. But I do, we do really good
at laying in bed, each doing our own thing, but holding hands.
Yeah. Just chilling.
Which is hard to do.
In this house?
With a teenager now.
Oh, my gosh. I was straight up asleep. Oh. And hey, Mom. Hey. Straight up, just talking to me. Yeah. Is that the night that I passed out? What night was that I went to bed really early and I slept forever?
A couple nights. Last night you did.
Yeah. But one night, Harlan fell asleep right after school hard.
Oh, my God.
And then Gary, adjusting to his new workout and needing to get up early, also fell asleep early. I had to run and do the teacher appreciation stuff, and I was running out like at 9 o'clock, 9:30, came back at 10. The toddler greeted me at the door. Hey, Mom. Hey, what's up? I was like, oh, no. Yeah, so we were up until like.
Like, I got up at quarter of my Fitbit. I got up at like 2:50.
I hung with him like from 10 to midnight, but I know at midnight, like, my eyes were getting heavy. And I would do that thing where like he's sitting on me and I doze off and then I'd hear something behind me and I like jump up. And he's like digging into the cabinet.
You can't food. You can't turn your back on this kid.
No.
He is a savage.
We took him to go see some chickens, some baby chicks in a classroom. And he, I mean, just swarped one up with his hand as fast as he could. He'd been like hovering his hand over top of it, like, peace, peace, me, mine. We're like, no. So we would hold it and let him pet it. I mean, barely turned my head to, like, Charlie said something. I, like, glanced her way. That little hand went down there, and he was like, you know, that little boy that grabs all the food while his grandma's cooking with him?
Yeah.
That was Harlan grabbing that chicken, like, by the wing. And I was like, ugh. Oh, man. His
chicken nuggets.
So happy. He loved it. Loved it.
And for the first time, well, when we went to the Newport Aquarium, we went to the Hofbräu House and took Harlan. But it's like a cafeteria almost. Yeah, it super wide so open. Empty. And he was tired. He just laid there.
Yeah. He didn't even, there was nobody there. So it wasn't like going into a restaurant. I didn't feel like.
So we took Charlie out for our yearly annual birthday Mexican celebration.
Mm-hmm. She's been doing that since she was 2.
Yeah. And he was all about it.
Oh my gosh. He was so excited.
He was looking at everybody, talking.
Every time somebody walked by, hi.
Yeah. Hi. He was all about it. And like seeing him happy and smile. And like, I mean, he wouldn't sit still, obviously, but who would?
You know, I got wallered on.
He's not been in the wild.
And I forgot. I mean, Charlie used to do that. I've not, you know, had that experience of sitting, but true, Charlie would inevitably want to sit by me. You two could not sit by each other.
Still to this day.
Well, y'all did good the other night. You behaved semi-well. And she would waller the hell out of me. And I'd be like, man, I just want to eat a meal. There would be times that I would eat a meal with her just holding my arm. So I'd eat one-handed. So it was like that again. I was like, I forgot about this. I forgot that you have to eat with a kid laying on top of you in a restaurant. He was all about just the ambiance was his jam. It was so much. There's so much color, people, movement.
The last couple weeks, you know, last weekend we had a gathering to watch the Kentucky Derby, and he was with kids and just so sleep deprived though. But he was feeling it, playing with toy, running with the kids, jumping on trampoline, like he.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's the stage that has messed him up is that whole, that year of solitude, basically.
Yeah. Sad.
Some fake virus.
Stop.
But so, in last weekend, like I went out on Friday night, got stuck in traffic for 3 hours. To be fair, I was only stuck in traffic an hour and a half, but the whole trip took 3 hours. Had to drag our boy Matt down there, kicking and screaming. I'm pretty sure if he was driving, we'd just turn around and came home.
It's hard. Like, doing anything on a Friday night, it is not my strong point after I've been working all day. So I can empathize with that.
We went to a bar, and it was outside, and it felt like nobody's wearing a mask. You're outside. You don't have to now.
I think that's in like small group. I don't think it's just
less than 1,000 people.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I thought it was like small.
No, less than 1,000 people. And it was an older person. You've been there. You know, we went to, it's called Joe's Older Than Dirt. Mm-hmm. And it just felt normal. Like it's a little cold, but we were outside. You know, my boy Kevin from New Hampshire came down, got one of the most unique tattoos I've ever seen.
When we were there, there were younger people there.
I mean, there were old people in, like, their derby dress, like, had come from the Oaks.
Gotcha.
You know.
Yeah, Kevin did get an interesting tattoo.
Yeah, he got a zombie Colonel Sanders that said Kentucky Carnage on it.
But, and that was just a personal creation?
Yeah.
Interesting.
But then I golfed for the first time in 15 years? No, 11 years?
10 or 11.
How long has Seth been married?
Charlie was, I'd say 10. Yeah. 10 years.
So I went, last time I went golfing was on his, for his bachelor party. So, of course, we go to like a nice course, expensive, you know.
I didn't know golf. In my head, I didn't know how much golf was.
Well, we went to a nice place, you know.
But the fact that people spend that much money just to play that game, what?
It is super strange now because when I started, like, I've went through many phases in my life, as we know.
Mm-hmm.
Golf was one of them.
Yeah, I remember that.
Right out of high school, like my buddy Lacey was working away. He would come in on like, it just happened to be the same days off I had. So we would go play golf 2 days, like, you know, hit. We played the old MSU course, or, you know, if he's feeling frisky, we go to Eagle Trace. You know, we played.
What's the appeal?
It's fun. I mean, once you get out there, and it's social, and like, you, like, I got a sunburn. You know, I came home like,
what? It's getting outdoors,
yeah,
that happens.
I mean, yeah,
you get a little sunshine on you.
But so we played golf Sunday, and by the time we got to the back nine, I was like, I hold my own. I was nowhere near.
Who was the best?
Matt.
Yeah.
And Lakin. Lindsay Ellis's aunt.
Oh,
Lindsay.
I didn't know. Yeah.
Lakin Johnson.
Yes.
Those two were probably the best.
We
did a scramble. My team won.
I took a, what's scramble mean?
It's the best ball. So everybody
hits a ball.
Everybody tees off, and then you play the best shot from each one.
Do you have to go find your ball if it's not the best one?
Yeah, you have to go get it. Go pick it up and play wherever.
Hmm.
So we used my, not like minority of the time, but it, at least we used some of my shots. I got a putt in.
Nice. So. Dustin and I took a golf class in college, and we were inevitably late. We would drive his truck, that old 70s. Remember that blue truck? I mean, what was that? A Chevy? Mm-hmm. I can't remember. Ford? I don't know. Anyway, we would drive that thing. I'd be late. Me never have been late before. Like, I don't understand being late to a class. Dustin cared zero, but it was like a 7 a.m. class. It was early. And Dustin can just wail on a ball. Like, I have no technique. I could not figure it out. And I wanted so badly to figure out golf. I don't know why, but I just couldn't figure it out. I'm horrible.
I have a just very vivid memory of going to playing golf with your brother and dad.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Where'd y'all go?
To MSU's old course.
Yeah. I went one time with my friend Haley, and our coach, assistant coach, Rossi, let Haley borrow her clubs, and like, she golfed, and she was like, hey, take care of these. Literally the first week, somehow, Haley released the club, and it went flying into a branch, into a tree. We had to get it down off the tree. First swing. Yeah. Wasn't, I don't know. I think I could maybe stay in nine holes, but I'm like, gosh, it's so many.
You just got, like, it took us 4 hours to play 18 holes.
So,
now, great, it would have went a little, not much faster, but there, you know, we were.
You're a large group.
We played separately as a foursome.
Yeah.
So there was, like, groups of three that we let play through, or that we were behind, a group of two, you know, so there's a lot of just sitting around.
Yeah. It's not, the speed of it just does not appeal to me whatsoever.
I mean, it will kill a whole day.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I'm just not that impressed with that part of it.
So, yeah, it was a fun weekend. Like, I love being with our friends.
I like our kids getting together.
Yes.
That's fun.
But 3 days in a row is a little excessive.
Well, not that. It's just, We can't go.
I should mention one of our loyal listeners. It was to celebrate his 40th birthday, which is tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. So, I think the original plan was just for y'all to go golfing, but
that
turned into
yeah. We, if you guys could have overheard our conversations starting about Wednesday on what we were going to do,
it's intense.
All over the place.
Trying to organize everybody is hard.
It is hard.
Yeah. We got to get a baby shower planned.
Mm-hmm.
Working on that.
It's not my baby though.
Oh, good.
It's not for Abby.
Yeah. Nope. But so that was like getting dates on that. And then so Micah called and I was like thinking about our schedule for the summer. We are booked.
We found out our swim schedule today. Charlie's playing club volleyball.
That starts Monday.
Volleyball starts Monday?
Yeah. She'll go from track to volleyball.
She's gonna smell so bad.
In my head, she's gonna be tired, and good. I'm like, yay!
I can tell she's thinning out too.
Yeah, that'll be good for her. Just it's just so hard, man. Like we're gonna be that's our summer. We're not gonna be chilling at the house. We'll be running, and but it's a season.
I don't know. I'm gonna be working all summer. You will be doing that.
Where are you working at?
Man, my job. I've made so many concessions since school started back. I'm passing the torch.
You think passing the torch? We're going to find a day camp for that boy. Oh, my God. I don't know if I can do it. Spring break about took me out. I was such a grump. I want to be a stay-at-home mom.
You know you don't.
Hang on. In my heart, I want to have that ability to like be on a structured schedule,
mm-hmm.
and like tend to their needs. And I love it. Like I love like snuggling with them and not, but
yeah, but that's like 30 minutes out of the day.
Yep. Yep. And then like the next minute I look over and he's like flinging popcorn all over the floor. And like Charlie's complaining about not getting to go somewhere or she just wants to sleep and listen to her music. Like, it just infuriates me. Like, I can't handle it. Because I want, like, if I'm home, I want to be productive and do stuff. Like, I'm ready to, like, clean something out, or I want to get a project going. None of that can happen. None of that can happen. You can't get anything done. All you're doing is, like, filling up cups and feeding people and putting crap in the dishwasher and, like, opening up a snack and fruit gummies.
We didn't sign up for this. 13 years in, 2 kids.
We have a 13-year-old. We have a 13-year-old. She is 13 years old. Oh, my God.
I mean.
I feel like I've screwed so much up with her.
Eh.
I feel like I could have been so much better. Like, I know.
Fifths were fifths.
Man, I could do better. I'm a better mom than what I've been with her. She's been hard. Especially lately, but
well, maybe Harlan will reap the benefits of your regret. Probably not.
You have
we'll
regret.
We'll be.
What's that mean?
I have regrets.
I just want to be better, but it's like, is it too late? I've already is damage done. Can I recover as a parent from this?
Yeah, you can chip away at that.
I hope so.
It's. The selflessness of being a parent, nobody can explain how that works. Because I would call myself selfish, impatient.
I think it's patience for me. Like, I just need you to do what I said. That's all I need.
The first time.
Yeah.
I generally ask nicely the first time. Yeah. By the fourth time, I'm using some choice words.
Yeah, my head's spinning. So... read about that, watched a thing on that. That is basically...
them testing your boundaries.
You've set that boundary.
So you slap them the first time?
No.
You get one warning?
No, I don't know. Like, that's the thing is no one's ever told me, like, how do you make it work one time?
Like, when do you think me and Harlan will have our first fist fight? And I'll be old.
Tuesday. he's headbutting us now. Like, not head... He just... God, he got me in the ear this morning, and my earring caught my head, and I was like,
"Not in like a meat." Like he is just—he
doesn't know when.
Unaware of his
physical space, so he just
or his strength or
runs into you, like not knowing he's going to run into you, but he can't stop.
Yeah.
So next thing you know, you're like seeing stars because his head just knocked your head, and he's fine.
Yeah.
Oh, this new I'm sorry. He walks out of a room.
Then you're automatically like, "Shit, what do you do?"
I'm sorry. What? What'd you do? Something spilled. Something's poured out.
Parenting sucks.
It's hard. It's hard, man. I just don't.
I saw Emily Rhodes posted on your Facebook about Charlie.
Yeah.
I want to type. Did you not learn the lesson here? Like, you still went and got pregnant?
She helped me one day.
Was that not the cautionary tale?
We had a tea party for Char. We've had some pretty badass birthday parties for Char. I've
some very random.
They're random. We won't go through the random ones. But she helped me one day get set up for the tea party, I like rented out Spoonful. I'm like, we're going to have a tea party and Spoonful of Sugar. And it was so cool. And they were so nice about it and stuff. But we needed ice. And so she ran to the gas station and Charlie wanted to go with her. And she went and got ice, left Char in the car. And then she needed to run into the gas station to get something for herself. And, or to pay for gas or whatever. And Char's sitting out there with the ice. Our daughter is like such a stinking rule following.
Yeah.
To a T. So like forever, like I'm talking until like recently, like past year, she would not let me leave her in the car because there's laws against that. And she doesn't like to, like if stores are closing, she's so weird about certain things.
Yeah.
You got to park in the right spot. She freaks out over stuff like this. So Emily left her in the car and just ran. I mean, car is sitting in front of Speedway and Em runs in and Char, like she says, she looks over and Char's like tugging on her arm like, hey, you left me and the car was turned off. She's like, you had a bag of ice. Like, you're going to stay, like, it was going to be 5 minutes, man. But she came back. She's like, so I left your kid in the car and she got out and followed me in. I was like, oh yeah, I guarantee she did. Like, she would not let you break that rule.
Yeah.
It was great. That was a fun birthday. We made little fascinator hats. And
I mean, we've had horses. We've had.
We shut that place down.
Yeah. Yeah. We were the only. They're advertising, have your party here. So we did. And they're like, nope, fuck that. Never again.
Meet the Thomas family. The Adamses were there. It was great. It's really cool.
Oh. So, yeah. It's. This year's cruising along. It is.
I got the calendar out today. Was showing kids, like, this is what we're doing here, here, and here. They're like, wait, it's over. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Mother's Day's here. Yeah. Okay, what is your ideal, perfect scenario Mother's Day? Okay. Let me say first.
Hold up.
Abby wanted a chair for Mother's Day, and I delivered on that.
It's beautiful.
Also got her another present, but I'll let her tell you about that in person. that's very vague. It's not bad. Like, but it's not here yet. In this process for looking in at Abby's chairs, I suddenly became a millionaire and was planning a whole backyard
makeover.
Yeah, like
I literally
table with fire pits.
You could have spent $12.99 on one of those plastic adrenonic. I don't know how to say those.
Adrionic.
I don't think that's how.
Aerodondack.
Aerodondack. I don't know. Aerodondack.
Dong. You said dong.
I said dong. That literally wanted that, like a couple of those, to sit out here by the trampoline and the fire pit.
Well, describe your chair, then you can describe your ideal Mother's Day.
We got it's a zero gravity chair, which I had one before, but Charlie or one of the kids, somebody's ripped it in half, but it's the kind that it's like a lounger and you lean back. This one, Gary has like stepped it up.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the canopy so I can like old lady, like getting a little too much sun on my face. But I also think that's good because I can't see my phone in the, or like when I'm.
Oh, yeah. Convenience.
And see last spring when we were on quarantine, I would take my Chromebook outside, but it was useless because I can't see the screen. Like, I don't know what that is.
You need a glare protector or something like that.
So I was like, I might be able to get a little work done because there's been several times I want to just sit outside and do work. Like, I'm perfectly happy if I have to sit down and grade something or read something if I'm sitting outside. But that little shade works. Has a little like a tray on the side to put a drink in. I don't know, a book.
Cell phone.
Yeah. But it leans all the way back. And I love it. Like, it feels good. I would bring my old one into the house when I hurt my back, and I would sit in that because it'd be the only thing that would feel good. But Harlan's taking a liking to it. But, yeah, like, I love it. It's great. I was wanting, you know, I just wanted something for all of us to – I didn't care if it was a cheap – just all of my outdoor chairs are gone now. We had nothing. We have our back porch is bare.
Just a grill.
Just a grill and trash. I like outdoor spaces. I think in the right conditions you would too.
You have to be very controlled.
What does that mean? Like climate controlled?
Yeah.
A fan?
Maybe a screened in outdoor area.
I like screened in porches a lot.
So what's your ideal Mother's Day?
Okay.
Walk me through mimosas in the morning to foot rubs at night.
No. Like if there's a way, I need a lot of extra time. I do want to spend some time with my kids, but absolutely don't want to spend time with my kids. So if you could,
well, if it wasn't for the kids, you wouldn't have this day.
Right. So in their honor, I would like to be away from them.
All right.
Okay. So like, it's always Sunday, which I think is a really shitty idea, America. No mom can relax.
It's a made up day. So
it is.
We can celebrate it. We should celebrate mothers every month.
We should. But not on a Sunday. Sunday is the worst damn day. For me to like to go relax and try to chill, because guess what I have to do?
Go to work on Monday.
Get ready for Monday. And that's not easy. We need laundry done. So what I got to do?
Is Father's Day on a Saturday? Because Saturday's for the boys.
You're so stupid. Father's Day is every day. Shut it. So.
You need to treat it that way. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Anyway. I need, like, I'm supposed to bust my ass, like, Friday and Saturday to get everything done so that I can enjoy Sunday. Thanks, guys. Good plan. Awesome plan. So I get to sleep in. I'm not asking for a lot. Like, I'm not a late sleeper-inner, but I get to sleep in. I want to go get a nice workout in. Something, I'm up, I'm ready. I don't have to, like, wait on anybody or worry about. I can get up and get ready on my own and walk out the door. I listen. I do a 30 to 45 minute workout, shower, come home. Now, granted, I've slept all night. I've had a full night's sleep. Mm-hmm. No one's talking to me. That would be beautiful.
You just want solitude.
Yeah. Yeah. No one's talking to me. I shower. What? Maybe. Here's a fun activity.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the mimosas and brunch and all that shit's nice, but, you know, I'm down for pizza and tacos as well. Beers. Sounds great.
Seltzers.
How fun would it be to go to, like, a thrift store, like the Domestic?
Or for something? Who?
Me. Mother's Day.
Yeah, it'd be great for you.
Yeah.
It'd be great.
I want to, like, peruse. I want a thrift shop. Look around. Find things. Like,
you're stealing Charlie's aesthetics.
She has no aesthetics. I don't know what's happening up there. Yeah, maybe.
Just a very chill day.
I want chill. Like maybe, I mean, I could do like. I could do like the stereotypical like winery thing. I could do that. I could do some sangria, whatever.
But then we got to fit in celebrating our own mothers.
Right. So then you got to do that. So maybe they go with me.
Maybe we just move your day to Saturday. But then we're always celebrating Charlie's birthday. Like
I know, I get screwed.
Charlie was.
Can we make up a Mother's Day just for me? Let's just pick a day.
We'll just call it Abby's Day.
When do we want to make Abby's Day?
February 30th. So Charlie was like 5 days old. We're celebrating Mother's Day. We went to B-Dubs in Moorhead.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to feed her a chicken wing.
She was almost the color of a chicken wing because she was jaundiced.
Yeah, we'd already had to take her back to the hospital.
Yeah. God, I was so fat then.
Well, you just had a baby.
Yeah, I was thick, though. I enjoyed that pregnancy.
Thick.
I was like eating Dairy Queen Blizzards at 10:30 a.m. Yeah, we hauled off to B-Dubs 5 days after I had a baby.
Yeah.
It was a good time. God, I was a train wreck after having Charlie. Like, she wasn't eating. I was trying to breastfeed. Nothing. None of that was working.
She wouldn't poop. Remember that? Oh, my God. Take her back to the doctor. And they stuck a finger in her butt.
She would just cry all the time. We are running a professional show here, and you're just out here getting phone calls. It better be a telemarketer.
It's Lacey.
Oh. Hey, Lacey.
I'm on Do Not Disturb, but I guess if you call more than once, it rings.
Yeah, it comes through.
He's called like three times.
It's an emergency. I don't know. I mean, I think I want time to spend with the kids, but I also want to, like, do nothing at the same time. But by doing nothing, then by like 6 o'clock, I'm like, oh hell, gotta get ready for the week. So if you could like do all of that for me, but the way that I want,
but you're
it
not
done,
my mother.
I'm a mother, and you caused this problem.
Allegedly,
you did. So
my mom said she saw Stokes at the baseball game last night.
Uh huh.
Said, "How old's your daughter?" He said, 13.
Did he know?
Yeah. He used to always ask us how old she was because people would ask him, thinking he was the dad.
Yep.
Not seeing a dime of child support out of him.
Not a single.
Charlie does not appreciate that joke either.
Not anymore. Lacey's calling me now. Send a text, man. Here's the thing, guys. 99.9%
of the time. If
you're
calling at 11:30 at night, we're not answering.
We're not. Send a text, please. I will eventually get to your text, but a phone call stresses me out. Stresses me out.
Maybe he'll hear that. I doubt he'll listen to this, but.
No.
We can. Or we could answer it and put it on the podcast.
Nope. I tell you, we're not going to do that. How fast can you edit stuff and beep stuff?
Oh.
Damn. No, can you provide a perfect Mother's Day for me?
Not this year.
Not
we're
this
busy.
Year. I know.
We're busy.
It's gonna be so bad.
Got two birthday parties. Got to see our moms. Mm-hmm. Got a track meet.
Gosh,
fuck these kids.
Living that track life now, and we got to stay the whole time this time because one of the party attendees.
I don't.
Are you coming to the track meet at all?
Me and Harlan got no.
He would love to go running.
I'm sure, right out there on the track with the athletes. He's not built for speed. I'll say that.
He would love it, though. Run right by the discus area. At least it's not raining. It's going to be cold, but at least it's not raining. That Mason County meet, it was nasty. I was like, did we ever? I can't remember having a track meet in the pouring rain. We could have Lacey just leave us a voicemail. I see that other podcasts have people leave voicemails and then they send their voicemails to a special number and then we could listen to the voicemails.
How many people do you think would actually call?
I don't know. Like some people.
I'll figure that out this week. I think you can get a Google number.
Christina P. Yeah. Because you can do Google Voice.
Yeah. I don't know if you have to pay for that or not.
She does something, I don't know how to say your last name. Say your last name.
Pazinski.
Yeah, the Pazinski effect, and it's like people learning something, or they do mom hacks and stuff. I like her.
And they call in and tell her.
Yeah, and she plays certain ones. I don't know what people call and tell us, like close enough moments where they just,
Tell us about your parenting fails this week.
Meh. Where you're just close enough. That's... Like, I really had big plans for this party, and then I got to get a track meet going in the middle of it. So, you're going to be responsible for bringing a lot of the things to said. It's good. It's low key. It's low key, but.
That's you always go overboard.
I don't. This isn't overboard. But, like, there's
like
things that we
cake
need.
Cake and our friends, there we go. Light them up.
We got the cake. We got a cake.
We could order pizza. It'd be fine.
Mom ordered Jimmy John's sandwiches.
Good.
What are you going to eat? You can't eat Jimmy John's sandwiches.
I'll probably eat before I come.
Okay. But Charlie wants to go to Rodburn and, you know.
I took Abby on a picnic to Rodburn when we were dating.
I remember that. I can tell you. I could point out the picnic table we set up. I took Charlie and Harlan. They liked it, but she was like, what do you do here? It's like, you sit.
You have
and you eat food at the table. Can you camp there?
I don't think it's a camp. It might be a campground. I don't know. I mean, I've been there like twice in my life.
Is there any way to get you to camp?
Yes. The $100,000 camper.
Specifically $100,000?
With direct TV and a king-size bed and air conditioning.
Would you ever come outside and sit?
Would you have to? I mean, if we had an awning and maybe at nighttime we...
A TV on the outside?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be all right.
You would do that. That's the camping you would do.
Yeah.
I think camping.
It has no appeal to me. Like your trip to Colorado, no appeal to
me. I'm so excited. Micah called and I was like, she was like, you got a plane ticket. You can't back out. I'm like, why do you think I'm going to back out? She's like, I don't know. You just back out. I'm like, It's not that I'm going to back out. It's just I have zero brain space right now to think about that trip.
Yeah.
I just won't. I will not think. It's like, honestly, it's like third or fourth. It may be fourth or fifth in my like brain thoughts right now of like things to worry about in the future.
Yeah.
I've not even processed June yet. Couldn't even tell you.
Well, that's in June.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, I barely just now opened up May's calendar and started processing it. So
we're a week into May.
Yeah.
It's going to be May.
So I don't know. I don't know how you plan, but I just don't.
I don't. And that's where this program I'm on has made me think, like, writing down a routine and trying to stick with it. So I'm in my, so I have some time management.
This is a big difference between you and I. I am planning, like
if I want to get it in, I'm going to
have a plan.
Yeah.
And I always ask you, I think one of the hardest things for us as a couple has been the way that we plan for things. I need to know like exact times.
You were talking so much crap about how I leave.
Hang on. That falls into this.
That's what,
yeah. So like in my head, things happen at certain times because I have, you know, there are absolute points that I have to do things like go to work at this time. So I'm going to have to shower at this time. So the workout has to be done or Harlan has to be dressed and, you know. Mm-hmm. In my head, I see all of that. I truly don't think you see the day like I see it. Like, if we were to sit down.
We're going minute by minute.
Right, right. Like, you would, if I was going to work out in the morning, shit's laid out or I'm wearing it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've already processed, like, how much time I need to come back and get ready.
That's why I give myself such a cushion. That's why I wake up earlier. And
it's annoying as hell to me. Get up and go to the gym.
I get up, but then I...
Go, leave. Get out of the house. If you're spending more than 15 minutes doing anything, you're wasting time. Like, get up.
But it's that... what's Jocko say? Like, it's that... whatever time to yourself. Like, I'm not accountable to anybody at 4:30 in the morning. You're asleep. Kids are asleep.
I'm not asleep.
You are asleep.
90% of the time, I'm up. I hear you. Because, A... you have not laid a single thing out. So for time management, I'm like, put your shorts over here.
But that's why why I give myself that cushion.
You don't need a cushion if you have your stuff laid out.
That might work for you, but that for me, that's fine.
You're driving me crazy though. You're walking back and forth 72 times. You're like your pre-workouts everywhere. Your water, like there's no, I don't know, like have that ready to go before you go to bed.
So what about me leaving?
You're a slow lever.
I'm not a slow lever. I don't think I'm a fast lever.
No.
I'm always in the car waiting on you when we go places.
Because all you have to get ready is you. That's it. And somehow in that getting you ready for you, I've actually helped and assisted that. I guarantee you, but where's my belt?
I've been keeping up with it.
What's your plan for that? How you been doing that?
I'm hanging on the hook up there.
Mm-hmm. Drives me crazy. I mean, you've woke me up. You've texted me. Any change you know where my belt is? What?
To be fair, we have a child who will drag it around the house. And
do not blame him. He is never I've never seen him with your belt.
You have too, just the other day.
Our glasses? Yes, my glasses, 100%. You'll drag that stuff everywhere, but your belt, not a thing. I think you're a slow lever. Also, you are going Friday to stay the night somewhere. And I'm not saying like you got to pack everything, but I also left Friday. I took the kids to my mom's. Granted, I'm packing for the kids,
mm-hmm.
me, for potentially an entire day. Like, and I had to, you know, have clothes ready to go to our cookout and stuff,
mm-hmm.
clothes for the kids, diapers, all that stuff. It looked like I was leaving.
For a year.
You don't even have clothes.
I put a pair of shorts and a t-shirt. Some underwear.
Can we talk about what I found in your suitcase from New Hampshire? Months later.
A toothbrush.
Your toothbrush.
A toothbrush.
Your toothbrush.
Every toothbrush in this house is my toothbrush.
That's disgusting.
That's. Oh.
Don't brush
your teeth. You kiss me.
I don't want your teeth.
Sometimes with your tongue.
I don't want your teeth stuff on my toothbrush. You better not use my new toothbrush.
I don't like electric toothbrushes.
Okay. Oh, I don't like sharing toothbrushes. I don't like sharing toothbrushes. I don't like to share deodorant.
Oh, I don't. You're good in that department.
Well, we found some deodorant in there. I found something else.
You found the Blanton's bottle caps.
And a hotel towel.
A hotel towel?
Yes, like a white.
Oh, yeah. I stole it when we were in Boston.
It wasn't even a full towel. It was like a hand towel.
I mean,
if you're going to go big, if you're going to steal something, go for the big towel.
I didn't want my luggage to be overweight on the way back.
Oh, was that going to send it over?
I don't know.
That was it.
Oh.
I don't know. You just drive me. We do some things differently. I would like to see you be.
You can't handle me at completely structured and regimented.
I absolutely could handle you completely structured. You can handle me at completely structured and regimented. Like in your head, it's just free time.
Well, let's talk. So tonight, Abby and I are both sitting on the couch. I have not got my second workout in. She's like, are you going to leave for the gym? Because I've got stuff to do.
I'm like, the charger.
That's all you had to ask for. I was like, yeah, I'm going to go, but you can do whatever you want.
You said, as soon as my phone gets to 50%, I'm leaving.
And it was like 53% when I left.
I wanted your charger.
But she just sat there. Also, as I'm leaving, she's still sitting there. I said, I'm up. I'm like, no.
I walked out the door when you did.
You know, don't put that juju on me, Ricky Bobby.
I don't know. Like, in my head, I knew that we had a podcast.
Because we missed last week.
Yeah.
Because we stayed out too late.
Yeah, I mean, we stayed
out.
And
we shot down all invitations to go to Frankie's.
The Plaza.
AKA the Plaza.
Yeah.
And I'm sure Abby would have wanted to do that.
I mean, yeah, I'm down, but I've got to be in a different state of mind. And it had just been a really long day with Harlan. He was super off schedule and grumpy. I knew that the next day you were going to be gone on Sunday, and Sunday I need to get stuff done. So it was going to be a difficult day. So it was not in my best interest to hit up the Plaza at 10 o'clock at night and stay out till whenever. So
no, but our friend did.
Yeah.
And then didn't take her ride home. And it was a whole thing.
Things happen at the Plaza. You just can't.
What happens at the Plaza stays at the Plaza.
Sure doesn't. It gets put out on social media. You just, everybody in town knows.
Oh, happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
I appreciate you.
Am I a good mom?
Yes. I tell you that all the time. All the time. If you've made it this far, we love you. Remember, check out our friends at Veercast Digital Media. Get amazonmusic.com/closeenough. Leave us a review. It's just one of those things. It's going to be a fun week. Getting close to my trip to, where are we going? Orlando. The Velocicoaster's open.
You getting on?
Hell yeah, if I fit. Hopefully I'll fit by then.
If I fit, I sit.
Yeah, I'll ride it.
Do it.
I said the duration's 2 minutes and 10 seconds. I can do a lot of things in 2 minutes. I love
There's
you.
A dumb, I love you.
If you like it, share it. Till next week. Goodbye.
Bye. Trees of the D's suited up in the veins. From the home of the game, checking and cracking brains. Broadcasting live from the block is still way. What do you got there? Then cook something for me. What do you let them do? Then bust something for me. Are you ducking the law? You better run from them, what is? Are you playing with that raw? Then won't you front some, what is?
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.